Well, friends, I have something special for you because I made a new friend, Tamar Ben Sharkar, Senior Engineering Manager over at Retool. Okay, so our sponsor for this episode is Neon. And as you know, we use Neon, but we don't use Neon like Retool uses Neon. Retool needed to stand up a service called RetoolDB. Tamar can explain it better in this conversation, but RetoolDB is powered by Neon. Okay, they have a service called Fleets. It is a service that manages enterprise level fleets of Postgres, serverless managed fleets of Postgres, and RetoolDB by Retool is powered by Neon Fleets. Okay, Tamar, take us into how Retool is using Neon for RetoolDB at large.
So one big problem we had with Retool, we wanted users to have value, production value as soon as possible. And connecting to a ProDB in a new tool is not something that people will do lightly.
No.
But they're much more likely to then dump a CSV into Retool. And so because of that, we said, okay, well, what if we just host databases on behalf of users? And then they can get spin up really fast. And we really saw that take off. Problem we had is we didn't have a big team. We couldn't spin up a new team to support this feature. So what do we do?
Yeah.
And so we were looking, okay, what are the options out there? And we found Neon. Neon is a serverless platform that manages Postgres DBs. And so okay, that's interesting. Let's kind of look in further. What's kind of really unique about them is you really only pay for what you use, which is exactly the use case that we have, right? Because we want to provide this to everybody. Not everyone uses it. Not everyone uses it all the time. And so if we had to us manage a bunch of, RDS instances, for example, right? Basically we'd have a whole infra team, to support, figure out, okay, what are they on? How do we do? Try to have some kind of greedy algorithm to get all the data in the fewest amount of instances as possible, right? This is now a hard problem.
Yep.
That's not kind of a core value, right? A core value is kind of providing that database. And we don't want we're not like an infra team. We don't want to kind of get in that game. I think what's really great is that, okay, well, one big kind of risk when you think of going in third party is A, the cost. We're giving this free to all users. We have 300,000 databases right now, right? We can't, especially as we were rolling this out to begin with, right? We didn't know for sure how people would respond, right? And we can't all of a sudden have a couple million dollars at the bank for this without kind of seeing kind of the activation that it has on its users.
So it's kind of obvious, but what was the appeal of Neon?
What was really appealing to Neon, it spits out to zero. And so because of that, right, it really kind of reduces the cost. And so really, it's really exactly only what we spend. And there's really actually not a way to actually spend less money, even if we're hosting it ourselves. So you're removing all the people cost, right? Because let's say we use something RDS, we have to figure out ourselves, right? Basically what Neon is doing, right? How to bucket all the instances together, how to bucket the usages to have as few instances as possible, right? To scale up and down, depending on what's going on. And now we sort of don't have to worry about any of that part, but still get kind of the cost benefit. And so really it kind of was out, it's a win-win.
Okay, win-win. Always a good thing. I like win-win-wins, but okay, fine. Win-win. If it were not for Neon and their offering of fleets of Postgres and how they're essentially your serverless Postgres platform, where would Retool be at with RetoolDB without Neon?
Oh, we would have to have at least a fully staffed team. Call burden would be a challenge. I think we have to spend a lot of time on making it sustainable, and that's a whole other sets of concerns that we don't ever think about. First of all, it's a team of engineers, right? Which is not free. So it's everyone's salaries, right? So let's say probably a team, let's say 8 to 10 people, easily only focus on this. And then saying, okay, well, does the revenue of RetoolDB offset that, the cost, even if just the engineers? So, that's step one. But I think even before then, right, you'd have to set up this team before you even had the product. Databases and, having them the way that Neon has them, right, suspend to zero, having, warm spares that they're, ready instantaneously when you, log on to Retool, those things aren't free. And even if we tried to do an MVP, right? If there's the kind of basic functionality that needs to exist, then we'd all have to start from scratch. And that would be a huge commitment to this. And I think we would have it would come out a year later because we'd have to do a lot more validation to know that it would have been worth it right before we started. Here, we were able to quickly try it out, see that it was effective, and then grow it from there because the cost was very low. And that really gave us a lot of flexibility of also testing out different features and different flavors of it.
Okay, so RetoolDB is fully powered by, backed by, managed by Neon. Neon Fleets, neon.tech/enterprise. Learn more We love Neon here at Changelog. We use Neon for our Postgres database. We enjoy every single feature that Tamar mentioned for RetoolDB, but we use it at a small scale, a single database for our application. They use it at scale. One single engineer propped it up, manages it. That's insane. They would have never been able to do this without Neon. RetoolDB would have cost more and may not exist without Neon. Okay, go to neon.tech, learn more, or neon.tech/enterprise.